Omer Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says like this: Nokia to Rabbi Yechanan biyotcha. You should listen to Rabbi Yechanan shita. Tomorrow the Shmaita Mani Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rashmul Bashelis. Uveshmini Sofik Shvi Levar Mesuka Yosef. Now listen to Rabbi Yechanan shita. That according to the Sikha the Yamri, Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says that Shmini Atzeres is called like the eighth day. In other words, you don't even have to eat inside the sukkah. So why do you hold like Rabbi Yechanan? Tomorrow the Shmaita is Mani Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rashmul Bashelis. He also did like that. Of Shmini on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, which is Safik Shvi, Labar Me Sukkah Yosef. He used to eat outside the sukkah. He did not eat in the sukkah. Shrash Lamar the Shemite Mani Rabbi Yehuda Ben Roshua, the Yuam and Shemay the Rav, the Chazin and the Leid Loyavet Kishmaite. He also did not eat. He did not eat in the sukkah. So Mar says not like that. Over Hilchasa, what's the Maskona, the Alocher is, Meisev Yasvinan. You have to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And Posh Loshna Gemara is all the meals. Not like some people have menogim, only to eat at night, or only to make Kiddush. According to the Gemara at least, you have to eat all your meals, any Suda, any time that you have to eat in the Sukkah during Sukkah to make a bracha, where you're being Kaveya or Suda, you're eating the size of a Beya, of bread or of cake, you can't eat it outside the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. You have to Vilchasa Meisav Yasvinim. You have to eat all your meals in the Sukkah. But a bracha we don't make. That's too much astira. Since we know Lamaisa today is Shemini Atzeres, you can't make a bracha leishim basukkah, that's a stira. But I call upon him to eat in the sukkah, you have to. Chudim have a minig not to eat in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres. There are some occurrence other places, the Midrashim, that are occurrence not to eat in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres. But according to Gemara, I call upon him poshid, you should. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omerim Zman b'Shemini Shochag. On Shemini Atzeres, you have to make a new Shech Yonu. Even though you made a Shech Yonu for the first days of sukkahs, Shemini Atzeres is called the new Yom Tov by itself. You have to make a new Zman, a new Shech Yonu. V'yei noimrim Zman b'Shvi Yisho Pesach. Mashenkin, the last day of Pesach, Shvi Yisho Pesach, that's not called the Yom Tov by itself. That's like a part of Pesach. You don't have to make a Shech Yonu for Shvi Yisho Pesach. V'yom Rab Levi Bar Choma, V'yitema Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina. Teda, I'll bring you a proof. Sha'arei Cholok v'Gimel Dvorim. That Shemini Atzeres is different from the first 7 days of Sukkot in three ways. There's Sukkah. There's no mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah Midiraisa and Shemini Atzeres. Like in Eretz Yisrael, you don't eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. Ve'lulav, there's no mitzvah lulav on Shemini Atzeres. Ve'nisach HaMayim, that when they bring the Korban HaTomet in the morning, there's a mitzvah to have the special Nisach HaMayim on the 7 days of Sukkot. It's only 7 days and not on the eighth day. So you see clearly, Shemini Atzeres is called like a Yom Tov by itself. Shrashi Sharei Cholok Mishara Yomim Begimut Vorim and Yoshvim Basuka Vie Neutlim by Lulav Vie Menaschim by Mayim Kazam Mastisin Sukkah of Nisach HaMayim Shiva. It's only 7 days. So tomorrow, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita or Rabbi Yehuda the Yoma Belug Hoya Menaschim Kol Shemayna, he holds even on the 8th day and Shemini Atzeres is also the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So Kura then Shemini Atzeres is Daima to Sukkis. Still Harei Cholok Bebeis Dvorim, there are two things that are different than Chag HaSukkis. So you see clearly, still even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shemini Atzeres is called the Yom Tov by itself. You don't have Lulav, and you don't have the Mitzvah Sukkah. That's the raya that Shemini Atzeres is a Yom Tov by itself, and you have to make a new Shech Yonu by Kiddush of Shemini Atzeres. Trash of Yehuda Nami, the Polig v'Nisach v'Yom Kol Shemayna. All 8 days you have to have the Nisach HaMayim by the Korban HaTomet in the morning. Harei Cholig Miu b'Shnei Dvorim. Kol Ponah for two is different. Tanakama says only three lugim. You need one lug only. If you dog is in 2 points, you don't need three, only one lug and all 8 days. So the Mari Ihochi is so Shvi Shel Pesach Nami. Even Shvi Shel Pesach is also different than the first day of Pesach. So why don't you have to make the own Zman and Nushach Yonu? Harei Cholek Biachilas Matzah. The Yom Amar, we learned, Laila Rishoyna Chayva, the first night of Pesach is the mitzvah to eat matzah. Mikan V'elech Rishus. From then on you don't have to eat matzah, it's only Rishus. So as you see also, the Shvish of Pesach does not have the same mitzvah the first day has. So the first day is one Yom Tov, and the seventh day should be a new Yom Tov by itself also. So why don't you have to make a new Shech Yonu? So where is this Pashit? Hochi Hashtag, what's the Sushtel? Why it's not, one is not like the other one? Hosom over there by Sukkah, by Pesach, Mileila Cholok. It's true, it's different than the first night. After the first night, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah.
Even the first day of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So all 7 days, the days have all one halacha, that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah only the first night. So you can't say the 7 day is a new yontif by itself. Because even the first day has the same halacha, that there's no more mitzvah to matzah after the night time. Even the daytime is different. That on the first 7 days of Sukkot, you have to eat in the Sukkah, you have to hold the lulav. Even by daytime, there's no Sukkah, there's no lulav. That's why Shemini Atzeres is a different yom tov by itself. Revinu Amar, Zecholuk Mishlefonov, Zecholuk Mishlefneifonov. By Shemini Atzeres, it's different than the day right before. Mashenkin, by Shvisha Pesach, it's not different than the day right before. It's different from 6 days ago. So that doesn't make it into a new yom tov. And Rav Papa Amar, Hocho Ksiv Par, Hosam Ksiv Purim. It's another reason to show that Shemini Atzeres is different. Rashi, Hocho Ksiv Par, Hosam Ksiv Purim. Kol Yimei HaChag Kreivim Purim Harbi. All the 7 days of Sukkot, the Korbanos you brought each day for the Musaf, had a lot of Purim. Omemayetim V'Ochim Echod L'Yoyim. Each day was a little bit less. Ad Yoyim Shvish, a Kreivim Purim Shiva. Till find the 7th day, you only bring 7. You start off with 14, and every day you go one less till you come to 7. Over Shemini, when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, Par Rechel of Adai, all you have to bring is just one par. Nimso She'eno Misei Desher HaYomim, Shoyel Olahak Revoi Shisha. You see, another Raya, Shemini Atzeres is not part of Sukkot. Because if it was another day of Sukkot, it should have went one less, 7. How come it skips down to one par? So Raya, it's a new Yom Tif by itself. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Omar, Hocho Ksiv Bayoim, Hosom Ksiv U Bayoim. It's all the 7 days of Sukkot that says Bayoim, 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 it's one continuation. Mashaykhana Shemini Eteres, it says U Bayoim, because that's a new day. Well, Bayoim Hashemini Cholku Mehem, Voloyosu Meisif Al Rishon, it's not called eating on, it's like a new day. That Shemini Eteres is a new Yomtif. Rav Ashi Yoma, Hocho Ksiv Kemishpot, Hosom Ksiv Kemishpotom. Rashi, Bishvi Ksiv Bimisporam Kemishpotom. Mashma kemishpat kol karbonis shar hayomim uva karbonis shmini ksiv v'misparim kemishpat osa mishpat cholok liyatzmai. Hey, the 7 days of Sukkot all have one halacha, because it's like one yomtif. Mashenkin shmini atzeres had its own halacha, because it's a yomtif by itself. Moralei mesayla, let me bring a riot to him. Shashi Reb Yechanan diyom azman b'shmini. Let me bring a riot to Reb Yechanan that on shmini atzeres you have to make a shechiyonu. Haporim, Hoelim, Viakfosim, Ma'akfin Zeze. The different Kabonis you have to bring on Yom Tif Sukkot every day, or Ma'akiv, you have to have all of them. Trashi Amurim, the Kabonis Achag, L'chol Yoim, Ma'akfin Zeze. Him Chosar Echad, Minaruyim, L'yoim, Eimakriven. If you're missing one of the amount you're supposed to bring, you can't do it. As every day has another count, you have to have enough Purim, enough rams, and enough limbs. You have to have enough animals. The Ma'akfin Zeze. Rabbi Yehuda Roime, Purim, Eimakfin Zeze. No. Purim is not makfin zezer. Sherei mismayatin v'holchin. Because they become less and less. So since every day they have a different count, they're not makif. Omru loitz, they said back to Yehuda, v'haloi kulan mismayatin v'holchin v'shmini. All the kabbonis come much less on shmini. So if you want to say if they get less, they're not makif zezer, so look at shmini atzeres, they're all the kabbonis are less. So Amar Lahayin, the Rabboni answered back and said, no, Shemini Rega Bifnei Atzmayhu. Don't bring me any proof from Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is called the Yomtif by itself. Mashenka, in the 7 days of Sukkot, is called one Yomtif. So the other Karbonis have the same amount. So then the Makiv, Zezeh, you can't bring one unless you have all of them. Mashenka, the Purim, since every day of Sukkot gets one less, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, so therefore you see the not Makiv, Zezeh. Now the Brisa goes on and says, Shekishem Sheshivas Yimei Achag Tunin Korban, just like the 7 days of Sukkot has to have its Korbanos. The Shir, there's a special Shir you say Shras Shir Shalviyim Moimrim the Korbanos is Ubrocha, it has its own special Brocha on Sukkot. The Lina, there's the Mitzvah Lina to stay overnight. When you bring a Korban, you have to stay overnight. Is Av Shmini, the same Halacha is applied to Shmini Atzeres Toyin Korban, it has the own Korbanos you have to bring for Shemini Atzeres. The Shir, it has the own Shir the Levim has to sing on Shemini Atzeres. O Bracha, you have to have its own Bracha. So the Habamina is, the Bracha means you have to make a Shechiyonu. It's a right to Rabbi Yechanan that on Shemini Atzeres you have to make the own Bracha of Shechiyonu. velina. And there's also this new mitzvah velina applies to Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi says like this. Tunin kabonas liatzman, ab zeh korban liatzman, v'enim mesed racherim. Shir shalvi amayimim b'kabonas shmini, enim mesed the shir achag. The shir that Levim sang at Shmini Atzeres is its own shir. V'lei pirishli shir shal shmini. Didn't say what it is. Have a shir shachag b'furosh pa'acholu, v'enoi b'orim b'om. Alright, but kopon and Shmini Atzeres had the own shir. Ubrochum, b'furosh b'yoz v'mahi. What brochum we're talking about? V'lina. Lolin laila shal mitzua yom tefarishim b'yushlayim. Tegarmina mi Pesach. We learn out from Pesach. The Tziv. Uponisa ba'boike v'yolakti lolechom. V'yomtev loikom akro, shrehu yoyim shechai v'chomim, liros bazorah. On the first day yomtev, there's a mitzvah elu regal, to bring a kor kabonis. So the Pesach says, wait till my soul yomtev, uponisa v'boiker, the next morning, the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's when you could go home. Kach pish v'arakam the Rosh Hashanah. Liros bi'azorah le'loho v'yirlis, riya. V'yashalem l'yir. So the Pesach says, you have to go first the next day. So there's a mitzvah lina, there's a mitzvah to stay over in Yerushalayim that night, don't go home that night, but go home first the next morning. There's a mitzvah to sleep over in Yerushalayim the first night of Yom Tov. So we're saying now, who in Shmini Atzeres have the same halacha. When you come Shmini Atzeres in Yerushalayim, and you bring korban that day, so there's also a mitzvah lina, you have to sleep overnight, you can't go home that night, you have to wait till you can't go home Moitzoi Shmini Atzeres, but you have to wait till the next day to go home. There's a mitzvah lina. Gemara says, now, my love, what does it mean to say that Shmini Atzeres has its own bracha? What does it mean? My love doesn't mean to say, Zaman, that you have to make a special shechiyonah for Shmini Atzeres. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, lo, maybe that's not the raya. I tell you, bircha tamozen utfila. I tell you, it means to say it has its own bracha. Like we said, you have to say, yoyim Shmini Atzeres achagazeh, you have to say. That's what it means. When you bench on Shmini Atzeres, when you daven Shemon Esrei on Shmini Atzeres, you have to have a new bracha. But it could be, maybe you don't have to have a new Zman. Maybe the Shechiyon you made at the beginning of Sukkot, maybe that even helps still for Shemini Atzeres. So Rashi's Birchas HaMozin, the Adashtar meaning this year in Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. The first 7 days we said Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. The Kam now on Shemini Atzeres, you have to say it's Yoyim Shemini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. So maybe there's no riot to Rabbi Yechanan. So the Mara Hochi Nami Mistavra. This is also a Svara, this is more, makes more sense this way. Because if you want to tell me the Brice is meant to say, it has its own bracha, means you have to say a shechiyonu. For the Gemara, Zman kol shiva miyika. Do you have a Zman? Is there a shechiyonu all 7 days? Like it's mashma, the first bracha applies all 7 days, and now on Shemini has its own separate bracha. If it's a Zman, how do you have the Zman, the shechiyonu all 7 days? So Gemara says, hol lekash, this wouldn't be such a kasha. Diloi baruch idna mevaruch lamacher. Because true, the lachar is on Sukkot, all you have to do is just make one shechiyonu. But let's say you forgot to make a shechiyonu the first day of Sukkot, you can make it the second day. If you forgot even the second day, the third day. So every day, it's possible to have to make a shechiyonu. Because each day is roi to make the shechiyonu. So therefore, it could be that the bracha here does not mean zman, but rather the bracha means chag haSukkot, or chag Shmini Atzeres hazeh. But the Gemara mikol malkam kais binun. Like how could you say you can make a shechiyonu any day during Chol HaMoed? All 7 days you can make a shechiyonu. You have to make a shechiyonu ala kais like we do by kiddush. And the churv with posh, we don't have a kais all 7 days. So the churv leimu mesayel el Rav Nachman. It should be right then to Rav Nachman shita. The Yomer Rav Nachman zman oimro yafilu bashuk. He says even though it's a mitzvah lekatchila to say the zman ala kais, but if you don't have a kais and you forgot to say Shechiyonu the first night by Kiddush, and you remind yourself by daytime on Sukkot, you could say a Zman then. You don't go down, you have to say it over a Kais. Whenever you remind yourself that you did not say the Shechiyonu yet, even if you're in the street, Afilu Bishuk, you're allowed to say Shechiyonu. So here also should be a riot to Reb Nachman, that's why all 7 days it's possible to make the Shechiyonu. Because if you're going to tell me, Binan Kais, at the Lachar is you can't make a Shechiyonu, unless you say it over a Kais, Kais ko Yoyma Miika? So you have a kais all 7 days of Sukkot. And Chura, you have a kais by Yom Tov, by the Sudah, not during Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, that's also not such a big kasha. Dilma diikli le kais, what's such a kasha? Maybe I had a kais. It's Chol HaMoed, there's Ninyan Simchas Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed also. So maybe any day you had a kais, so any day really would be roy to make the shechiyonu. So maybe Taka the Brisa means really a shechiyonu. So therefore there's no riot to him, a koponim, it could be. So tomorrow. But the halacha, that's the halacha. That we make a separate shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Prelimara of the Sava Rabbi Yehuda, Shemini, Toin Lina, is it true that the Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda holds on Shemini Yatzeris, if you're being a carbon on Shemini Yatzeris, there's the mitzvah for Nisa above Haboika Biolechom, that you have to first go home the next morning. You have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim, there's the mitzvah Lina, is that true? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Minayin le Pesach Sheni. How do we know someone who brings a korban a Pesach Sheni? Sheni toin lina. You don't have to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. If you come, Yud Dalet Iyar, and you bring your Pesach Sheni then, you don't have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. How do you know this? Shenema, the Pesach says, Ufanisa ba'boike v'yolachta li'olecha. You have to wait till the next morning and then go home. Uchsev Rariyata, the Pesach says, Sheishesh Yomim Toicho Matzis. It's talking about Pesach Rishon, that when you bring the korban there, you have to stay overnight, and right away it says you have to eat matzah 6 days. So we dash like this: Esher Toyin Shish, anything that has 6 days to go, Toyin Lina. Then there's a Mitzvah Lina. So the first day Pesach is very good. The first day Sukkot is very good. Esher Toyin Shisha, but something like Pesach Sheni that does not have 6 days to go, it's only 1 day Pesach Sheni. Olachur here also Shemini Atzeres is only 1 day. Ain't a Toyin Lina. There's no mitzvah to stay overnight. So the chur lemutay mai. What do you come to mamayit? Like what mitzvah is that has six and 1 day not? Lav lemutay nami shmini shachag. Doesn't it also mean to come to dashen Rav Yehuda that even shmini atzeres, if you bring a korban on shmini atzeres, since it's only 1 day, it doesn't have 6 days to go. There's no mitzvah lina. You do not have to sleep over in Yerushalayim mitzvah yomtiv. You're allowed to go home right away. So chur tzivra. Rav Yehuda before says in the brisa that there's a mitzvah lina even by shmini atzeres. It's only come to my it's Pesach Sheni. In other words, only Pesach Rishon, that's when there's a mitzvah lina. Mashenkin Pesach Sheni, that doesn't have a mitzvah lina. So Rashi says, Loi, Lemute Pesach Sheni de Kabosei. Eine Mamayat el Pesach Sheni Levadoi. Only Pesach Sheni, if somebody brings a korban and you dalad be ear, then you don't have to sleep overnight. Then a Pesach Koi, O Pesach Kumamayat. We're talking about Pesach. It says that on Pesach there is a mitzvah to stay overnight. That's only when a regular Pesach. On Yud Dalet Benisan. Mashen Kain on Yud Dalet Iyar, no. Avos Shavuos. But Yichag Shavuos. Or Shemini Atzeres. Av Agav Leisnayu Zayin Yomim. Toin Lina. But the 2 Yom Tovim of Shemini Atzeres and Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, it could be even though the Yom Tov is only 1 day, there of Yehud is also might that there is a mitzvah Lina. It's only Mamayi Tekavosay of Pesach. Nimor says, this is also the story like this. He's only come to say that on Pesach Sheni you could go home that night. The Tanan, we learned like this. Ha bikurim tune in korban. When you bring bikurim, you have to bring a korban. You have to bring a korban shlomim when you bring bikurim to the kohen. The shir, the special shir you have to sing also. O tenufa, the mitzvah to pick up, make a tenufa. Valina, you have to stay overnight. And there also Rashi says, Hosim Yalav Lo Penisa Baboike, Holomanata Shekola Pina Shata Poina, Loye Ela Baboike. Anytime you leave, I go away from Mishalayim, you have to go away in daytime, not at nighttime. So you bring a korban, when you bring Bikurim, also you have to sleep overnight here in Mishalayim, and first go on the next day. That's a drosha by Bikurim. Rashi says, Man Shametle, who's the man, the Yoma, that says, the Yoma Tanufa, that you have to have Tanufa by Bikurim. You have to pick up the Bikurim. Isn't it Rabbi Yehuda? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it also says that by Bikurim, you have to have Lina. Even though Bikurim is only 1 day, like you bring Bikurim and go home the next day. So who you see, even though before Rabbi Yehuda Dashin, that Pesach Sheni, you don't have to sleep overnight, because it's only Pesach that has 6 days to it. So why by Bikurim they have to sleep overnight? There's no 6 days to the Bikurim. And the Mayat Saraya, even Rabbi Yehuda is only the Mayat Pesach Sheni. He's only the Mayat something like Pesach Rishon. Only by Pesach do we say there's only the mitzvah to sleep overnight if you have 6 days to go. Pesach Sheni, you don't have to sleep overnight. Vashenka and other mitzvah that doesn't have to do with Korban Pesach, like Bikurim or Chagas or Shemini Atzeres or Chagas Shavuos, then there would be a mitzvah Lina. Tetani, we learned like this. We have Yehuda Weimer. Vehi Nachtoi, the Pesach says, put it down, Zu Tenufa. It means you have to pick up the Bikurim. So the Gemara, Ato Oimer Zutanuf, you're telling me it means to say you have to pick up the Bikurim. Oyeinu Elo Hanocha Mamish, Maybe the pasuk just means v'inachtei sham l'fnei Hashem. Just put down the bikurim there. Maybe you don't have to pick it up. Kishuayme v'nicha. When the pasuk says again v'nicha, put it down. Harayah nachom. It's talking about putting it down. What does the pasuk say a second time? V'hinachtoi, put the bikurim down again. Zu tenufa elamai tzurai. It means tenufa. That's the yudishita. Trashi v'nachtoi zu tenufa. Sheberosha parsha nema v'lokach akoyna tenem yedecha. Bikur means you come and bring the baskets of your first fruit of the Zion Haminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and you bring it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash. It says the Kohen now takes the basket, v'henich l'fnei Hashem, and he puts it down in front of Hashem. Well, the seif at the end of the pasuk it says v'hinachtoi nechlal shechoyze v'notloi. He takes it again. V'loma notloi. Why does the Kohen take it a second time? L'tznufa. He has to pick it up. That's a Yudashita. For the Gemara of Aduma, we have Blazer ben Yaakov. He left his price goes to Blazer ben Yaakov. The Tanya, we learned, the look, acha kohen atenem yedecha. The kohen has to take the basket from your hand. Limud ala vikurim shetum etnufa. Give you Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. This is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So now it's no raya Reb Yehuda is the one that says that the mitzvah is lina by bikurim. Maybe Reb Yehuda holds there's no mitzvah lina by bikurim because it's only one day. I, the Brisa says there's a mitzvah lina and there's a mitzvah tenufa. I'll tell you the Brisa goes there according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That Reb Lezer ben Yaakov also holds by Bikurim there's a mitzvah tenufa. My time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time? Asya yad yad mishlom. Learns out yad yad from the Korb Mishlomim. Ksiv hocho, for lokach ha-koin atenem yodecha. Says the koin has to take the basket out of your hand. Ksiv hosem, it says over there by Korb Mishlomim, yodov tzviyenu es ishay Hashem, that you have to bring the Korb Mishlomim. So ma kan koin, just like over here, it means the koin, af lalan koin. O ma lahalan bailam, af kan bailam. Okay, so how do you have the two things? Koyin miniach yodoi tachas yad bailim. Umeinif. Like first the Yisrael is holding it, and then the Kohen puts his hand underneath the Yisrael's hand, and together they pick up. So they pick up the meat of the Korban Shlomim, and they wouldn't have to pick up the Bikurim. So maybe it's not a right what Yehuda holds. Maybe this goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Trashi yodif to Vienu, the bailim de Shlomim ksiv, ka bitznufa, the ksiv is seifa, lo nefois et tznufa. So ma kam a Bikurim koyin, the ksiv lokaka koyin. So we learn out one from the other. Bikurim says you have to have the hand of the Kohen. By Shlomim it says you have to have the hand of the Bailim. So we say it means you have to have both. That's Hakas Yad HaBailim. Bailim Oichsim Besvas HaTena. The owner has to hold the bottom of the basket. The Kohen Minech Yodav Takas Shulav. And the Kohen puts his hand underneath. The Kohen first Masech to Bikurim. So tomorrow, my heavier law, this man Bishmini. So good, there's no right what the Shiter is. But Akoparim, coming back to original Shiloh, what's the lacha? Do we hold like Rabbi Yechidin or not? On Shmini Atzeres, do you have to make a new Zman, a new Shech Yonu or not? So Rav Nachman Omar Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. Yes, you have to make a Shech Yonu on Shmini Atzeres. For Rav Shesh Yisomar Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. You don't have to make a Shech Yonu. You already Yotze with the mitzvah, what the Shech Yonu you said for Sukkos. Tehilchasa, what's the maskono? Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. Yes, we make a Shech Yonu on Shmini Atzeres. Mar says Tanya Kavosu to Rav Nachman. I bring it right to Rav Nachman. Then again, you do say Shech Yonu. Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzmoy. Shmini is called a Regel by itself, a new Yom Tov by itself. Linyan Pazar Keshav. What does that mean? Tiyas B'Fnei Atzmoy. For the Kabbonis they bring, you have to have the own Tiyas. I mean, you have to make choose which Kahanim will do the Avoida. Rashi Shebechol Porei Achag Lohoye Matil and Tiyas. Eze Mishma Yakriv. During Sukkot, they had to say the how they did it. Mashenim came to Shemini Atzeres, they had to have a new pious, a new girl like to pick which kohen would do the avoda. Zman b'fnei atzmoi. Says clearly, you have to have the own Shech Yonu by itself for Shemini Atzeres. Regel b'fnei atzmoi. It's called the own regel. So Rashi Shein Yoshvim Basukkah. Sukkot you ate in the Sukkah. Now it's called the own Yomtiv. You don't eat in the Sukkah. Korban b'fnei atzmoi has his own kabbonis. She'enoi k'seida priyachag. Tiyim came hoyeloi shisha purim. If it was, it should have only had six. Like each day goes one less, 14, 13. How come Shemini only has one par? It's right, it's the only yomtiv by itself. Shira b'fnei atzmoi is a special shira that Levim used to sing. And bracha b'fnei atzmoi. So Drashi, asom bracha, es yoyim ha-shmini. That's the bracha. Over the sefto masha shemavorchin es ha-melech. Used to make a bracha for the king. Used to bench, give a bracha to the king. All right, we'll stop here.
Because I know. Because I know.